As we head out of the craziness of last week and into the high-tension, anxiety-drenched drama of the week to come, I wanted to mention a quote that I saw posted online and relate it to some of the many stories that I've been reading and we've all been watching unfold over recent days, and many of the stories that I anticipate, and I think we all anticipate, we're going to see unfold in the coming week. And the line that struck me was this: beat the dog until it bites, then call it rabid. Beat the dog until it bites, then call it rabid. Before diving into the glaring connections, at least they seem glaring to me, between the concept conveyed in that quote or that line and approaches that are currently being taken by mainstream media, big tech, and big government, I want to be plain. I want to be crystal clear here that I am in no way justifying or defending any particular response by any individual or group to any perceived injustice or abusive treatment, whether it's, you know, actual or not. Just, I'm not getting into any of those details. I want to just talk about the concept, the idea here. I just want to encourage just some thought. Simple, clear thought, setting other things aside and just considering this idea. And then once we think we have the idea understood, seeing how it might be fitting in the situations that we're watching unfold now. So with that in mind, we have no trouble understanding that a dog, even of the best temperament and the sweetest disposition, will, if beaten enough, eventually snap at the source of its beatings, right? I mean, that's not complicated. It's not tricky. We get this at a basic level. And I believe others who get that idea at a basic level are those who are using certain tactics now against law-abiding, generally kind, valuable assets to community types, you know, patriotic Americans in the best sense, who are now being targeted again and again and again with systematic beatdowns of one sort or another. We're at this moment living through a time of intense and rapidly intensifying persecution. I think that that's fairly obvious now. The systematic assault of big tech and big government on conservative Christians is a pretty big deal, and it seems to be ramping up by the day. Conservatives are being openly branded by the government as domestic terrorists and are being silenced in the public square by big tech. All these things and more, they're happening with such regularity and intensity and increasing frequency that it's hard to imagine a thinking conservative Christian type in the American culture not being seriously concerned about how bad things might get very soon based on what's happened over the last several weeks, months, and years. But it's the trajectory and the increasing intensity of the crack up and the persecution and the brazenness of it all, just a mad grab for power by the left, while, and as they're grabbing for this power, they're clearly stating what they want to do, what they think needs to be done to conservative Christian patriotic types. They're not really hiding anything at all. So in the context of this line, this idea, beat the dog until it bites, then call it rabid, what should we expect from people who are being relentlessly and systematically abused at a rapidly accelerating rate? And then how might their eventual snapping at the source of their beatings, how might that be used by the people doing the beating to then take things to a whole nother level? This seems like at least something we ought to be thinking about right now and talking about publicly. Publicly being key there. I mean, any sorts of conversations and thoughts dedicated to this, that's good and valuable, but we need to be public in our discussion of these things, and we need to be calm, cool, controlled. We don't need to be loaded with anxiety. We don't need to be loaded with fear. We need to handle this as confident adults who understand that God, the one true God, is in control, and that these things are even happening for his purposes and for the ultimate benefit of his people. That sort of thing helps us to process all of this stuff in a much more helpful, profitable, and inspiring way. If you appreciate these sorts of conversations, this sort of perspective, please go to hellraiserreport.com and get connected with us on all of the platforms that we're building on. We've just started this process, but we want to be diversified because that's very helpful right now. And we want to get connected with you all. We need to all be well networked and connected so that we can share accurate and encouraging information with one another. Now, in closing, I do want to leave you with another quote to ponder. This one is from John F. Kennedy. Quote, "Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable." End quote. Something to think about.